Welcome back, you guys. This is Richard Sachs on Lost Arts Radio, and you're on Conversations with Gabriel. And I just wanted to say a couple of quick things before we really get into the discussion right away. And that is that for people who don't know, Gabriel Cousins is a medical doctor, fully authorized under the medical system and many other certifications as well, massive amounts of study on his own, and he is not the average medical doctor who just repeats what he memorized in medical school, that most of them think they learned and don't realize how much is just memorization. He went really questioning everything, which is the foundation, one of the foundations of real science, and is rarely practiced nowadays. And one of the things that he discovered in doing that, and I'll just talk for a quick second here, I'll hand it over to him, is that there's something that was used for thousands of years in our known history and probably way before, called fasting, usually referred to in the old days as fasting and prayer. And that had meaning, not just reciting a prayer, but a mentality that had to be used along with fasting for best results. And it was used to cure virtually all health conditions. And Dr. Cousins said that could be adapted to now, and found that by doing a certain protocol with juice fasting, which was not available thousands of years ago, as far as we know, like it is now, and live food to make it easier for people to not just have to do a prolonged fast, all kinds of things, again, could be cured, notably diabetes. And he's written several books, one of which is There is a Cure for Diabetes, because what he did is address the cause and the reversal. And he's been doing that all over the world with projects that are helping millions of people, and still is. But we have a different situation now. We still have the physical problems to deal with, and the same basic principles can be used because they don't change. They're part of nature, designed into the way the biosphere was put together way before our history began. So that still can be used and should be used by anybody who wants to get in better shape physically. But there's something else going on now. We have an hidden cartel that has been working for thousands of years toward a crescendo that they think they're about to achieve now. And it's relevant to you and to pretty much everybody, because their agenda involves annihilation of life and killing of the biosphere, and we're part of that. And so are all the other life forms. So the question is, all right, coming from this base of using ancient principles to cure physical health problems, what do you do when you're faced with a non-physical force where the top-level rulers are coming from dark energy? How do you counter that using similar principles transposed to the non-physical level? How do we reverse the agenda for the annihilation of life? And that's where meditation, focus, intention, and some things that are not generally known to have any power to do anything physically. The whole question is, if they can, and there are a lot of clues that they could change the world situation completely, how do we use that quickly enough so that we put it into practice before the goals of the negative agenda are reached? And that's our focus now, although we can cover other things too. So without using up any more of our time, I'll hand it over to Dr. Cousins.
Richard, thank you very much. I always like to start with a little prayer, merging the heavens, the earth, which is key to really understanding and solving the question you mentioned. Because it's also merging the heart and the mind, and not splitting them. So here's the prayer. L'shem yiku kudusha brihu ushinite. Be il imulayad shemukin lovke bida shom shem kuzreel kolam amen. Okay, so in difficult times, and this may be appropriate, real appropriate for people, in 1802, things were very, very difficult for people in Russia, okay? And they came to a spiritual teacher, and that teacher, and they said, well, what can we do? This is just like, this is overwhelming. That's 1802, right? Nothing's exactly changed. And he said, we need to dance for spiritual joy first and kind of remember what the truth is in things, meditate a little bit, and then we can have a we can talk about it, because you'll already begin to access the truth of it. And so this is a just to go over meditation real simply for us before we dance for spiritual joy for 3 minutes to get ourselves tuned into the bigger truth of things. This is a name of God that actually he used, and it's Yod on the in-breath, Hey on the out-breath. Wa on the in-breath, Hey on the out-breath. And Yod from the base up to the heart, Hey out to the heart. Wa from the base up to the third eye, Hey out to the heart. And you just keep repeating it until your mind's quiet. Now there's one other approach, which is the activation of the spiritual energy in the East called Kundalini. Having lived in India for approximately 7 years in an ashram, I had a pretty good feeling for that. And in the West, we call Haniha. And it's the transmission of that spiritual energy. In this case, we're over the internet, so it's through the eyes, but also it's by look, and by which we mentioned we're doing now, by touch and by sound. So let's dance for a little bit, and then we'll meditate for a little bit, and then we'll kind of go into the discussion. Okay, Doug, ready. No, just focus on me and feel the energy coming through my soul touching yours. Thank you. Slowly come out of meditation. That's good. And now, to give you another moment or two. And now we're more ready to talk. And Richard mentioned really two things I think are important. One is the health paradigm, and the other one is climate change. And I have just finished a series on this channel with Richard about climate change. So why are these two important? Because the world is facing climate change tyranny potentially, and the World Health Organization is talking about medical tyranny. So we have to look and say, wow, how, isn't that interesting? So I don't want to spend too much time on the climate change, but basically, just to review it for people, because for some of you, this may be your first show, the climate has been in cycles of global warming and cooling for the last 650,000 years. This is nothing new here, okay? And basically, in the last 10,000 years, they've been able to show very clearly at least 20 periods of global warming, and then obviously global cooling. And Dr. Easterbrook pointed out some things too, that they've tried to alter the data, and he got hold of the original data, and they have altered it. But nevertheless, as people saw my presentation, it's getting colder, okay? Because we're in global cooling, which started in 1998, dropped at least a half a degree centigrade by 2010, and really took off in 2019, and probably will peak in 2033. And then by 2050, we'll kind of move back into global warming. It's not a linear thing. That's just total misinformation. So, and about the CO2, well, in 1930s, we had a really warm part of the cycle, but it was not connected with an increase of carbon dioxide. That happened later. And basically, the global warming and cooling cycles are related to sunspots. This is research by Dr. Casey, and he was a retired, or is a retired NASA scientist, and he laid it all out. It's increased sunspots, more global heating, decreased sunspots, and we are going into what's known as a solar minimum now. They call it the sun going into hibernation, decreased sunspots, global cooling. And it's only been going on for 650,000 years. This is not exactly new information, except for our level of education now. So that's one thing that's going on. So when they try to do a lockdown, which they're talking about, climate change lockdown, because we're going to create too much